With our continuing coverage of Central College athletics, we're joined now by head coach of the Central College men's basketball team, Connor Reardon, following a really gritty 79-73 win over Dubuque. Coach, just right off the bat, your overall thoughts after this team fell behind early and really had to battle to get their way back in and then grab the lead and just never relinquish that lead, even with as close as this game was.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, what a Saturday afternoon basketball game. Our guys showed a lot of heart today. We got down early, and sometimes when we've gotten down, then we kind of let it snowball and let it go the other way. But it was awesome to kind of see us dig our feet in, make the plays we needed to play to get back in the game, and then find a way at the end to win it.
And I got to, when we talk about the grit, got to highlight Owen Chipper there. Overall throughout the game, he was really strong, but especially those last 5 minutes there, goes to the basket, gets the tough bucket, but comes up a little bit hobbled there with the leg. They go down, score. You get the quick timeout to get him off the floor. He stretches it out just briefly and goes back out there, and then every timeout the rest of the way he's stretching it out, but just gutting it out to give his team the best chance to win.
Yeah, he was cramping pretty bad at the end there. He would have played all 40 minutes if he hadn't had to come out because of the injury. What a warrior. Can't say enough about that guy. He's our heart and soul of the team, and he played a tremendous game today.
Well, with the last couple times they've seen you, Anthony Gott's been a focal point of what you guys want to do on offense, getting the ball there. He gets into foul trouble early, and, it's kind of one of those things like, okay, somebody else is going to have to step up. I thought that Braylon Thompson did a great job coming off the bench, and especially early on providing some stability for that offense and opening things up for other guys on the floor as well.
Yeah, for sure. Braylon's had an outstanding freshman year. He's done a great job making shots, and now when teams are closing out on him really hard, he's so athletic he can have some really explosive finishes at the rim too. So he's been a huge spark plug for us off the bench all year.
And again, we're talking to Connor Reardon, head coach of the Central College men's basketball team, following a 79-73 win against Dubuque. When we talk about the freshman class, it's been an explosive freshman class this year. Between him and Kyle Kaysen. Kaysen finishing with 22 points, 11 rebounds, 4 steals. Just a phenomenal effort from him tonight against, I would say, one of the more athletic backcourts in the conference with Jalen Scott and Grady Thompson there.
Yeah, for sure. They were able to throw some really good athletes at Kyle and make things tough for him. But he did a good job kind of handling the pressure. I thought he did a good job finding open guys tonight too. Two assists, but I thought he made some really good passes. But yeah, how about the rebound numbers? 11 rebounds for a 6-foot guard. He's just got a way to stick his nose in there and tip the ball to himself and make big plays.
And one thing I got to highlight too, we talked a lot on the offensive end of the floor, the defensive end of the floor. I know the first half there was maybe some frustrations, whether that be with just some lapses within like a little bit of zone defense there, or with contact, things of that nature. Felt like in the second half, even when Dubuque went on runs, your guys did a nice job of getting the stop they needed when they needed it to really just keep Dubuque playing from behind and make them feel a little bit more rushed.
Yeah, for sure. We tried some different defenses tonight, and we really tried to mix it throughout the game to hopefully keep them off balance. So our guys kind of made some good adjustments at halftime to really, really protect the paint and do a good job on the glass, and I think we did that.
I think you did too. Looking at this team too, this is one of those wins it feels like early on in the season or early on in the second slate where it can kind of change that trajectory, right? The first half of the conference slate, you're trying to, kind of get into that rhythm, right, within conference play with a younger squad. Feels like you guys have kind of started to find that rhythm, and this could be a huge confidence/momentum builder for this team going into, the final few weeks of the regular season here.
For sure, yeah. I think we're getting so much better from where we started at the beginning of the year, and that's what any coach wants. We've been trying to tell our guys, believe, even though the results maybe aren't showing right now, you just got to continue to trust the process. So this is an awesome kind of opportunity for them to see a tangible result that they kept working. So I think that'll go a long way for their confidence and belief.
Absolutely. And now we got to talk about Wednesday. We got another big one. First time around, game started off really good against Simpson and kind of snowballed their middle of the first half, late first half there. And, Simpson went on that big run. They're going to be a team that's going to be even hungrier after coming off of a close loss today up at BV. going into that game now at home, what's going to be the big key here the next couple days to get prepared for that one on Wednesday to make sure you come out on the right side of that one?
Yeah, for sure. Simpson's a really, really good team with some really dynamic guards that gave us some issues last time. So, yeah, we'll definitely have to tighten some things up defensively. We gave them, I think, 94 points against them last time. So, we can just have a better game plan on the defense side of the ball and, just continue to play with heart and grit like we did today.
Coach Reardon, appreciate the time. Congrats on a big win here over Dubuque, and looking forward to seeing how things go on Wednesday against Simpson.
Yeah, thank you. Enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday. Go Dutch.
Absolutely. Go Dutch and go Seahawks tomorrow. As that was Coach Connor Reardon, the head coach of the Central College men's basketball team.